Thank you for calling customer support. This is Avi, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hello.
My name is Theo Dogan, and I received an order on my card from your company that was fraud.
Okay,
hello?
Sir, please verify the email.
Pardon?
Please verify the email.
dorgan1515@yahoo.com.
Thank you for that, sir. And please verify the street address.
I can't hear you. Talk slower.
Please verify the street address.
11070 Bellwood Drive, Lot 77, Minocqua, Wisconsin, 54548.
Thank you for that, sir. And the last four digits of the card number is 2498 of April of 2026.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sir. Well, this will be for a contest entry for the Bites Hub meal plan for the Dyson vacuum for the sweepstakes whenever the customer submits for the entry fee, and they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to the meal plan. And this could have been done through either Amazon, Costco, or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through text message. Do you possibly remember doing something like that?
No.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims for fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with a claim.
Okay, I know I live alone, and I did not do that.
Just give me just a moment. Okay, sir, I have issued the full refund of the $59.89 for you, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready.
Just email it to me, please. I can't write.
That's not a problem, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's good. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Okay, great.